Today we are about to speak about corn. So corn is good, is it? So I have L. I'm about to interview L about corn and how corn can be good for you or maybe bad for you. I have no idea. Do you like corn, L?
Yes, I love corn.
So
we are eating actually a corn
that was in the husk. And we just grilled the corn because there's a grill here next to us. And so we just grilled the corn in the husk for 20 minutes. What did you do every 5 minutes?
We flip it over.
Flip it over? Yeah. And is it good or not?
I think it's good. I think it has kept most of its juices. I never really thought that you can cook corn for less than an hour. I was cooking it for a lot of time. While I am naive and I am ill-informed.
About
it's amazing.
Corn.
Mm. Yeah, about corn. Like, it's so soft.
It's really nice. And the benefits of heating the corn in its husk is that the corn is not really burned, because you have 3 ways to cook the corn. It's either in the foil, but foil is not really healthy because foil is like a bit bad when it touches food. Then you can directly have the corn naked and you would heat it on the grill, on the barbecue, or you just cook the corn in its husk. And I believe that's the best way, isn't it, Elle?
Yeah, I think so. Usually back in the Philippines, we just cook it with a husk.
Oh, you do the same in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. In the Philippines, right. Good to know.
But it's boiled.
Oh,
not
boiled.
Grilled.
But in the husk.
Yeah.
So you boiled it in the husk in a pot or?
Yeah, in a pot.
Hmm.
Oh, wow, the juices.
Yeah, the juice splits a bit all over you. But yeah, it's juicy, it's good. You can. So in the Philippines, you would boil the corn with the husk, and then after, you have to dry it. And what do you do?
You open it, you eat it. I don't think it's boiling, more than like steaming.
Right. Where do you get the steam?
I think I'm having fire, wood fire.
Right, well, that's so with fire. Mm. And you eat this for snack or for dessert?
For snack.
Mm. So for us, I believe it's like an entree, because it's 7:39 p.m. 20 to 8 p.m. So it's like our entree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So juicy.
Mm. Yeah. Indeed. It's a good corn. We got actually for $1.
Yeah.
From Central Market in Adelaide. And yeah, I believe it's good quality.
Yeah. So worth it. I think we should have bought more.
Yeah. Maybe next time we should have. We should maybe have bought one more.
Even three.
Mm.
I love it.
Three more. Yeah, me too. Corn is amazing.
Yeah, corn
is
amazing.
Yeah. I know back in the Philippines, you said, Elle, you have a nice recipe, which is pintos.
Mm-hmm.
It has another name, pintos. And what's the other name for pintos? I thought it was another name for pintos.
I only know pintos.
Hmm. Let me have a look on the internet. So you have P-I-N-T-O-S?
Yes. Now it's gone.
Hmm. So pintos. Pintos. Oh no, I don't know. I don't see anything. Pintos. And oh yes, now the corn is gone indeed.
Yeah.
Philly. Filipino recipe. Oh, binaki.
Binaki.
So that's the other name, I believe, for pintos. Binaki.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know what the name of pintos is, to be honest. It's like, I just say, hey, I want that.
It's the same, apparently. And there, you cook it, obviously, quite differently, but because you need butter, and you would wrap
yes.
the corn in the husk.
And you actually have to, like, grind the corn. Like, not grind, but more like...
It takes quite a long time to make it, because you have to remove all the different grain. So yeah, that was it for corn, I believe, isn't it, Elle?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the end about our discussion about food. Maybe next time we'll make another mini audio about what we eat and what we like and our comfort food and the way we cook daily. And see you in another mini food podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.